My people, good morning to all my brothers and sisters of Jehovah Mithelti all over the world, meaning the Lord, my deliverer. As we walk through this world, sin is everywhere. We look, sit, talk, and around those people we are with. Just because sin is all around us does not mean we have to take part in the sin that is present. We are new creations in Christ Jesus. Dwell on that for a minute. Really, stand there, sit there, and think about what that means to you. To be new is a change. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5:17. It produces a changed heart. It is a change in the way you think, the way you go about your life. It is a standard that we walk in being a new creation in Jesus Christ. We cannot do things the way we used to do them when we were a part of the world. Going out, living reckless, drinking, smoking, and snorting drugs every day and night just to be numb to the situations that life throws at you. Sleeping around with any woman that would allow you to, because she is looking for the love that she never received from her father. To the ladies, getting with any man that looks to be on the up and up, because he appears to be stable, even if the environment is chaos. If you do not know that Jesus is your provider, when you truly embrace letting your old self die and start walking in all that Jesus has for you, you will start to see that change, and other people will see it as well. The word of the Lord God comes from Romans chapter 6, verse 6 through 13. And the subject for this word is, your past self is crucified with Christ. Let us pray. Lord God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you for the newness that you have given us every day, Lord God. I thank you for going to the cross, Lord God, and dying for all of our sins, Lord God. Lord God, I pray that you help us. Holy Spirit, I pray that you help us, Lord God, to be new in our hearts, Lord God, which will help us to be new in our minds, Lord God, which then will help us to be new in our spirits, Lord God. Holy Spirit, I pray that you speak to and through us on this day, Lord God. I pray that you will minister this word to and through me, Lord God, that you will give your people a word that will transform their lives, Lord God, that will transform their walk, Lord God, that will help them, Lord God, to understand the newness and to embrace it and embody it, Lord God, not just to talk it, Lord God, but also walk it out, Lord God, to know that every new day to know that every new day that you give us, Lord God, that we can be mighty and strong, that we can do new things in that day, Lord God, that we can go further than we did yesterday, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord God. Help us to keep reminding us, Lord God, that we are new creations in Christ Jesus, that our old selves are passed away, that our past selves are passed away. The things that we did in the past, Lord God, should not infect the things that we do right now for you, Lord God, but the things that we did in the past that we will look back at and remember, but do not bring them forward with us, Lord God, but continue to rely on the Holy Spirit to help us, Lord God, to be new, to do new things, and to conquer new challenges. And I thank you for all that you are doing. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. To start, I will break down each verse with the help of the Holy Spirit. Verse 6 of Romans 6 says, we know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing. Let us start with the first part. We know that our old self. Who were you before you came to Christ? When you confess your sins to Jesus and knew you needed to be made whole, who were you then? See, some of your parents gave you back to Christ Jesus at an early age, or as a baby when you were in the church daily. When you were away from the church, away from the word of God, and your friends and family members was doing the deceitful things of the world that looked to be cool. This made you want to experience a side of life that you had not experienced before. Your mind may have been thinking, I wonder what that feels like. I want to do what they are doing. It looks cool. They have a lot of money. They drive nice cars and have fun. These are some of the deceitful desires that run through our minds to make us feel like what we are doing is not enough. That is just for those of us that were raised in the church. But for those of us that were not raised in the church, the deceitful desires were outside our bedroom doors, even right next to us. For some of us did not have to go far to experience and see the lie about life, that your environment is what you will become, or your parents thinking you will not be much of nothing even though you are a good kid. Ephesians 4:22 says, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires. Many of us were on a path of deceitfulness from the word go, because our parents were facing warfare that they could not see and were blind to because of their ignorance. Our old selves were corrupt in mind, body, and spirit to do the things that are not in line with Jesus Christ. To live like Jesus is the standard, not to live like the church. The reason I say this is because not everyone in the church is living for Jesus. The next part of verse 6 says, was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing. When Jesus was crucified, our old selves was impaled with him that the body of sin might be brought to nothing. Look at it like this, that when Jesus was pierced through the wrists and feet, our sin nature had been suffocated and died with him as well. Notice Paul did not say that it will be brought to nothing, but that it might be brought to nothing. Paul knew because of the Holy Spirit speaking through him, and Jesus knew there was no guarantee that all of mankind would see themselves without sin with the devil in charge of this world. We all have the freedom to exercise free will, the choice to walk in sin or not to. To live for Jesus or not to. Jesus knew not everyone would believe that he is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Three persons, but one God. Three different roles, but one God. Go and read John 14:9-10 and John 15:26. Jesus always knew everything was possible, that there was a chance that they would turn from their wicked ways and give their life to him, to walk in the newness by the transformation of their hearts and minds. If your heart is not changed from evil, then it is just a matter of time before the mind starts to think in the way of deceit. Proverbs 23:7 says, for he is like one who is inwardly calculating. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. The next part of verse 6 says, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. We have a lot of people in this world that their hearts are in bad shape. The reason most of the world and some saints always think of scheming is from a broken heart, or they really do not believe that the Lord God can see what they are doing. They think he is made up, not real. They are heartbroken from the situations in life that they never let go of. It was not meant for them to stay there. It was meant for them to grow from there. Too many people within the church try to fight a spiritual battle with an earthly mindset when the battle is not theirs, but God's. 2 Chronicles 20:15. C. When you do not get what you think you should have out of life situations that you try to acquire and you did not get, or you try to tell someone to do something that is not right for them and it does not work out like you planned, you just have to leave that alone and let God take the wheel. If you will not allow God to take the wheel, then bitterness can come from it, and you will not receive the Lord God's grace. Hebrews 12:15 says, "See to it that no one fails to obtain the grace of God, that no root of bitterness springs up and causes trouble, and by it many become defiled." This is where you should run to the Lord God and lay your burdens on Him. Psalms 55:22 says, "Cast your burdens on the Lord, and He will never permit the righteous to be moved." To not be moved from righteousness, you must seek the Lord God first about all that you are going through, because man nor woman can handle life's issues for you. You must go to the Lord God first in prayer, then He will lead you to a verse or chapter in the Bible that can help you with what you are experiencing. Or He will speak to you with His still small voice, the Holy Spirit, and tell you who to talk to that can help you with where you are. To be enslaved to sin is a snowball effect for the righteous in Christ Jesus. When you are not listening to the Holy Spirit's instructions, you start to feel more unlike who you have grown to be in Jesus as the days go on. When you are in the world and never gave your life to Christ Jesus and you belong to Him, you know there is more to life than what you are enslaved in each day. The reason I can say this to you is because I was that person. I used to be enslaved to sin, doing things each day and every day and just being like, there has to be more to life than just this. Because I wasn't having fun. I wasn't having fun any longer. I was bound to the world, and I didn't want to be bound anymore. So when I found Christ authentically, then when I gave my life to Him, then everything just started to open up and become clear. It didn't get easier, but it got clear. It became clear that I had to seek the Lord God for myself daily. It became clear that I had to study the Word on my own daily to build my personal relationship with the Lord God. Couldn't no pastor do that. Couldn't no minister do that. My wife couldn't do that for me. My mama couldn't do it for me. My father couldn't do it for me. My grandmother couldn't do it for me. I had to put in the time and effort to open my Bible, pray, and ask the Holy Spirit to lead and guide me in the Word and give me understanding of what I'm reading and how it applies to my life, how it affects my life, and see myself in the Scriptures. And when I did that, that's when the spiritual warfare started, yes, but I had the weapons, I had the equipment to battle those demons so that I could continue to move forward in Christ Jesus. And today I'm just continuing to build the kingdom of God through everything that He gives me. Even before I said that, you may have already been thinking there has to be more to life than just this. And you're right, there is. Next, Romans 6:7 says, "For one who has died has been set free from sin." Initially, this is talking about Jesus. But when you truly die to sin in one area of your life, The warfare will then start because you are no longer an asset to the devil in that particular area of life anymore. You have started to live for a purpose instead of dying to deceit. Dying to self and living for Jesus is a commitment that we must commit to in action of what we speak in order to live a life filled with righteousness. To live in righteousness in this world, you are going to suffer for a little while in various areas of life, just as Jesus did. 1 Peter 4:1 says, "Since therefore Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same way or thinking, for whoever has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin." When you are doing what you do, living in your flesh, not knowing any better, you do not get much pushback. Walking with Jesus, the conviction from the Holy Spirit is the pushback. When you come to Christ Jesus and commit your life to Him, you stop living in the flesh and the war begins, for you are no longer using your body for unrighteousness. You are walking in the way of Jesus. You have died to your flesh in an area of life and have been set free from sin. Now you are a slave to righteousness. Celebrate, but not too much. There is still work to be done. To be a slave of righteousness is doing what is right in the eyes of the Lord God, even if it gets you in trouble. This is walking in humility, telling the truth, even when the outcome is not in your favor. Hebrews 12:5-6 says, 5, "And have you forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons? My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when reproved by him." 6, "For the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and chastises every son whom he receives." When you are walking with Christ Jesus, you are sensitive to the Holy Spirit and those things He is telling you to do. Being disciplined for walking in unrighteousness is a part of dying to your flesh. Next, Romans 6:8 says, "Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with Him." When we gave our life to Christ, that is us dying to our flesh. Because when Jesus was crucified, He died with our sins in the flesh. When we became new in Christ Jesus, we received the Spirit of Jesus in us, and we began to walk in the ways of Jesus in our lives. 2 Corinthians 4:10 says, "Always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies." We must not wait till we get to heaven to live with Jesus. We must be more like Jesus by walking in the power of God flowing through our lives daily. That can heal and raise the dead things in our life. If your faith is strong enough in the power of God, without doubt, I know it can be done. Next, Romans 6:9 says, "We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him." When God raised Christ from the dead, there was nothing Satan could do to kill Jesus again. Jesus went down to hell before he went up to heaven to show the devil that I am all powerful and I have the keys to death and Hades. Revelations 1:18 says, "And the living one, I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and Hades." The Lord Jesus is the falling star from heaven to earth that the Bible talks about, that has the keys to the bottomless pit. The Spirit of the Lord God Jesus is alive in spirit, which lives in all of us who came to salvation through Jesus Christ. He is not dead, but alive. His Holy Spirit speaks daily, hourly, and is speaking through me right now. I know this is a bit of a sidebar, but to shame the devil and tell the truth, the Lord Jesus is not gone to make a place for us. The place is already made. And it says in John 14, verses 1, let's say through 3, it says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you that I go to prepare a place for you." So that's a myth. The place is already made. There are many rooms in his Father's house. So he didn't die to go and prepare a place for us. He died for our sins, to take our sins away, so that we would be able to enter into the Father's house. Let's dispel another myth that Jesus is the second Adam. Jesus is not the second Adam. Jesus is Jesus and Adam is Adam, because Adam was made in the image of God, which we all are as mankind. And Jesus is God literally. Jesus was impregnated in Mary through the Holy Spirit. And Adam was created from the dust, from the clay. And God formed him in his image. And Adam sinned when God told Adam before he made Eve not to eat of the tree of good and evil, that he can partake from every tree in the garden but that one tree. So when Eve bit the fruit, bit the apple, and then gave it to Adam and told him to eat, Adam knew where that fruit came from, and he was not supposed to bite that apple or eat of that tree. And when he ate of the tree, then that's when they became knowledge became. He seen that he was naked and he felt ashamed, and him and Eve went to cover themselves. At that moment when he ate of that fruit, he had sinned. So that's why Adam is not like Jesus. Now to Jesus. Jesus is perfect. He was perfect when he was born. He was perfect when the Holy Spirit impregnated Mary with him. He was perfect as a infant. He was perfect in the womb. He was perfect when he was born. He was perfect as a child. He was perfect when Mary and Joseph left him in Jerusalem at the Passover, and when he was in the temple ministering to the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And when he started, before he started his ministry, he was perfect. When he started his ministry, he was perfect. Going through his ministry, he was perfect. Going to the cross, he was perfect. When he died for our sins, he knew no sin, but he took sin for us so that we could enter into the Father's house that has many rooms. When you and I came to salvation in Christ Jesus, we said without saying that the things of the flesh are out the window, like corruption. That living for Jesus and doing his will for our lives, the Lord God said he will give us the blessings of David. The blessings of David that we will receive from the Lord God are, he will not remove us from his steadfast love or be false within his faithfulness. The Lord God will not violate his covenant or alter the word that went forth from his lips. Once for all, the Lord God sworn by his holiness that he will not lie to us. Psalms 89, 33-35, with emphasis added. this concludes this part of your past self is crucified with Christ. Next time we will pick up at Romans 6:10. And I pray that you are have been blessed by this word that the Holy Spirit has been speaking to and through me. I know I am blessed. I pray that you continue to meditate and pray and get what the Lord God is trying to relate to you and relate to others out of this message. But this is Be More Like Jesus, together empowering all mankind. Faith walking, faith talking, Team Jesus. I'm out.